Oh my God, that was so terrible. I was so. I'm sorry. I can't even say.
No. But you just failed a test.
I just of humanity.
But the devil just moved you closer to him.
Yes.
Oh, he'll be joining me soon.
Did he just? He did say what I thought he said.
Even I don't say things that messed up.
Wife's out of town for 2 days.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I may buy a rower. I've considered buying a rower while she's out of town. Did I tell you?
A rower?
Yeah. I'm
don't you have access to one at the gym?
Yeah, you what? Go to one 5 days a week.
Right. But I'm losing the competitions at the gym to my friend Kevin and my friend John. They beat me on the rower and young Mike. And I found out Kevin has a rower at home. So he practices at home, and so I might buy one while she's gone.
What's the entry price for a rower?
Well, I've done a little research on this. The entry price seems
so sad. And believe it or not, that's not the crime against humanity.
No, I can't repeat that. That was so horrible. My God. But let me make an excuse here. I just said something terrible about a person I really like.
Yeah.
And
but you do that a lot.
I do.
Yeah. But this is bad. Yeah.
This was really bad. But I just finished reading an email from Katie Kay, and I think she may be on to something here. You know Katie Kay?
Yeah, she's outspoken. Yeah.
She's outspoken, and she said, to me, with Chris Kelly missing all his cues and being slumped and going from one polar extreme to the other, it's obvious to me he's such a lightweight, he is getting drunk every day on ginger beer. And that is...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A trace amount of alcohol.
That is a possibility.
Yeah.
That is a possibility.
Guess I never thought of that.
I know. And so it is possible that I am drinking and not knowing I'm drinking. But anyway.
The fact that you've actually Googled rowers.
I have.
You just got an anal probe scale. What do you possibly need?
I did get an anal probe scale.
And where will you put the rower? In your man cave?
Well, you know, they're surprisingly... They're skinny, so you can. I mean, just the width of your butt is basically what they are. Or width of a person, you know, is basically.
How long are they about?
Well, they're, you know.
Because you need to have your legs stretched out. Yeah. Yes.
Well, because I'm picturing like the ones from the 80s.
They're about 8 or 9 feet long, I would say. And
that long?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're longer. And they may be about like 6.5, 7 feet long. But the thing is, when I looked, you can get one for like $300, $400.
And what's the reason for purchasing this? I want to beat people at the gym.
I do.
So spite.
I'm losing. I'm.
You want to purchase something for spite?
Yes, I'm making a spite purchase. But when I looked at those, all the reviews were these don't last. You know, they're going to last you a year.
You need industrial strength, which is what they have at gyms.
See, that's the thing. I've just done a quick, just a quick search here, and I've never seen truly. Mm. I don't think I've ever seen such drastic difference in price.
It's huge.
From, I mean, I'm looking at one here that's $2,200.
Yep.
Down to one at Walmart that's $180.
Exactly. They're an enormous difference. Basically, after my research, I feel like about $1,300 is what I need to spend on a decent rower. And there's one that everybody recommends called the Concept 2.
Mm.
And everybody recommends it. And it's about $1,299, $1,199, something like that.
Do it.
Yeah. Plow into an iceberg. Sink.
No. You know what? I just had I had this epiphany last night, okay?
Yeah. You did?
I mean, just the way the world is going.
Oh, my God.
I mean, everything's on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, please. I think.
He's like, no. He's like, it's not that big a deal.
No, I know. But to me, it's just only going to get worse.
Yeah.
And so at this point. Do
just
it.
Do it. Just. Do,
I'm all for it at this point, just whatever.
Yeah, just making your purchases. Mm-hmm.
Last night, I thought, I was like, maybe I'm not even going to take my blood thinners tonight.
I'll wake up with thick blood.
I can drink again. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, whatever you do, you can't drink. You're on blood thinners. What if you fall? What if?
Yeah, I know. I know.
I bleed out.
I know.
Yeah.
You know,
I really, that's where I'm at now. Everything's on fire. I'm like, whatever.
I'm with you. Like the other day, our good friend, we mentioned this a few weeks ago, our friend Brad Krantz, who used to do this show, died. And I texted someone we used to work with years ago and just told her, you know, I don't know if you saw this. And she said, I really appreciate you sharing this. I'm so off the grid now. I never, ever would have seen this. She goes, I never watch news. Mm. I never go on social media. I never would have seen this because I don't want to see anything about the world.
Yeah.
You know
what I did last night? I actually pulled a Chris Kelly. Mm. The evening news started. And it started with something that was like, Marines in Los Angeles.
Right.
And I went, nope. And what? I fired up that movie, The Way, Way Back.
Oh, good movie. Good movie. Yeah, I like that.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Great summertime movie, yeah. Too. And coming of age tale. Highly recommend.
Oh, I do too. Great.
And instead, I was like, no, I'm just doing this tonight. I'm going to enjoy tonight.
Yeah, I do thank the Lord for Tom Yamas because he breaks it to me in a gentle way. Yeah. I do. I am recording Yamas now and watching him. Huh. But yeah, it's just everybody's at each other's throats. You've got these fires in LA.
So that's why I'm like, at this point, I'm just telling everyone, if it brings you joy,
just
buy
it,
spend it, whatever.
Don't save the money, spend it.
Yeah.
I don't know where I would put the rower, though. That's the Christian was asking. Maybe, I don't think the man cave's the right spot. You know what? Well,
I guess you can't, would upset your wife. I was going to say, could you take the boy's room and make it a shared area now, where, of course, it's still his room with his bed.
Yeah.
But he's going to be going to the University of Tennessee. But it's going to be harder to do the trips back home.
Remember, when he gets out of Tennessee,
there are no jobs.
He's going to be jobless.
There's no future.
He's going to have to come. Remember, we're crashing into a deep, dark hole, so there is no future.
Yes.
So he's going to have to live in that room.
Is there, what about Daddy's home studio?
Y'all haven't been to the home studio's gathering dust. The home studio might be a good spot to put that rower because that...
Your audio recording studio, I should say.
I'm not doing voiceover work anymore.
No. Did you ever?
No. No, I was never chosen for one piece of audio voiceover work.
Now it looks like one of those discoveries in like a war movie where they discover the 1942 World War II era microphone base.
They're like, God, we haven't seen this in a while.
Look at all these cobwebs.
Yeah, it's covered in those dusty sheets like they have in old houses.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, it still works.
Exactly.
Turn it on. Oh, the red light came on. How primitive. Did he leave a tape in the machine? Hit play. Yeah. See what's in there.
And
Platiza. 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 Platiza.
What is this?
It's some sort of code. Yeah. I don't know what. I can't make it out.
Bargain bin.
Yeah.
Bargain bin.
Bargain bin.
Wow, this is from before the Second Civil War.
That ball is tattooed.
Tattooed.
What is this?
It's a series of sounds that it's. I think it's English.
Careful, don't trip over the rower.
Did he use this to hang himself?
Looks like he used the cord from the rower to hang himself. When things really got bad, he wound up hanging himself.
Did you find any food?
Yamas told him the end was near.
Yeah.